In the rolling foothills north of Phoenix lie two small towns. Both are prospering. Both are popular weekend escapes. But one town's idea of an idyllic getaway is another town's noisy irritation. And in this battle of lifestyles, the weapon of choice is that classic American institution, the traffic ordinance. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Carefree Arizona, a place so friendly they don't even have mail delivery, so neighbors can meet one another every day at the post office. At the Sundial Cafe on Easy Street, really, customers eat ahi tuna salads and drink iced tea on a sunny patio beside a soothing fountain. Just a couple of miles north, the town of Cave Creek. Dozens of motorcycles are parked at Harold's Corral. Inside this old West joint, riders eat steaks and burgers and drink beer. Cave Creek has lots of these places: the Horny Toad, the Hideaway, Big Earl's, Greasy Eats. Bob Steele rode here from Scottsdale on his cherry red Harley.
It's a good getaway from what I call the real world and just get out and enjoy yourself.
There's just one problem.
You cannot get into Cave Creek, which is where the biker bars are, without going through Carefree.
There's only one road?
There's three roads, but all of them go through Carefree.
Lloyd Meyer is a Carefree councilman. He says residents complained so much about motorcycles roaring through town, Carefree passed a law. When you arrive at Carefree, you now see a sign, 80 decibel noise limit, up to $750 fine. Carefree officials asked Cave Creek dwellers to pass a similar law. Nothing doing. Bad for business. Bill Vail owns Harold's Corral.
A large part of our business comes from people who come up here to take a ride and they stop in and have lunch.
So how many motorcycles do you figure you get on a weekend?
I would guess here at Harold's we probably see anywhere between 750 and 1,000 motorcycles.
So Carefree suggested an educational campaign. That was fine with Cave Creek. It's Saturday morning in front of Harold's Corral. A wooden platform is set up in the dirt parking lot. Above it, a string of green, yellow, then red lights. Maybe the world's longest sound meter. Because, really, who knows how loud 80 decibels is? For the record, it's about as loud as a garbage disposal. Bikers roll up the ramp.
Okay, here we go. Let's light them up.
Only a couple of bikes exceed the 80 decibel limit, but lots of riders travel in groups. And when four bikes get up there, the meter is almost solid red. Biker Jim Kukushka is watching skeptically. He says he'll back off the throttle through Carefree, but what really chaps him are the signs. They have pictures of motorcycles on them, and he says that's discrimination.
You don't see a jackhammer on that sign down the street. You see a motorcycle on the sign. You don't see an airplane on the sign. You don't see a fire truck on the sign. You see a motorcycle on the sign.
Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies measure noise with microphones clamped to the roof of their patrol cars. They've only given out about a half dozen tickets to motorcyclists. But if the educational campaign doesn't work, Sheriff Joe Arpaio says they'll have to write more tickets.
The first time, I think, is $175. Second time, $200 and something. It's a civil offense. You do it a third time, it becomes a misdemeanor.
Well, so far things seem to be working. I'm standing at the corner of Cave Creek Road and Tranquil Trail, and bikers do seem to be keeping it down. Of course, I could be influencing things a little bit. I'm standing right next to the sign that says 80 decibel noise limit, up to $750 fine, and I'm holding a microphone straight into traffic, just like the cops. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Carefree, Arizona.